Welcome everyone into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products Education Editor of the News. Today we're sitting down with Neil Walsh, the Senior Vice President for AeroSeal Strategy and Commercial Applications. Neil's going to discuss AeroSeal's efforts at the 2016 EHR Expo and how they took home Product of the Year honors for AeroSeal technology. He's also going to dive into the duct leakage and why it's such an important issue and explain some of the biggest trends he's been seeing in ventilation. Let's get to it. First off, 16 Expo.
Well, we were so delighted to be able to be recognized by HR Expo for Product of the Year. We found it incredibly gratifying that all of our work over the last couple of years to increase industry awareness about the importance of ventilation and how now a problem that historically has been pretty much unsolvable now can be easily solved with the AeroSeal technology. So just absolutely overwhelmed.
Yeah, can you give us a little bit of detail about that winning product, the AeroSeal technology?
Sure. This is a technology that was developed almost 20 years ago. Originally, it was in the residential side of the business, sealing up air ducts in homes. But for the last decade, we've really been focused very heavily as well on implementing the solution in commercial buildings. Mm-hmm. Up until now, solving air leaks in air ducts has really been an unsolvable problem. They're buried in the walls. They're buried in the ceilings. There's no way that they can really get at the holes in the ductwork. And with this new technology, now you can take that unsolvable problem, and now you finally have a solution for that. And when you have a solution for something, now you start creating interest. And that's what we're seeing right now from specifying engineers and facility developers. We can take this very important problem that's been plaguing them with poor indoor air quality and high energy consumption, and now we finally have a way to solve it.
Yeah, and on the show floor at the EHR Expo, how were contractors and general show attendees reacting to the product?
It was fantastic. We were getting so much of a positive response from engineers, facility owners, and contractors who were hungry to learn more about this technology and how they could implement it. As I said before, this is a pervasive problem that's been around for years, and there really hasn't been any way to solve the problem up until the implementation and invention of AeroSeal. And now that the product has broadly come to market and the recognition that the HR Expo showed with the winning of the Innovation Award really highlighted to contractors, engineers, and facility owners how they could solve these problems for themselves.
Yeah, and so you hinted at this a bit, but for AeroSeal technology, were there really gaps and holes that you were seeing in the marketplace and just a clear need for the product to address?
Absolutely. The research that's been done over the last decade has really driven home more than we can believe how important it is to seal up air ducts. We know from the work that we've been doing over the last 10 years and from the industry research that's been out there that air ducts are leaking much more than we originally thought they were. In fact, the average building, over three-quarters of the buildings in the United States, leak anywhere between 10 to 25%. That creates a huge problem whenever you're having that much air duct leakage. And up until now, there really hasn't been a way to solve that. But with AeroSeal, now you can go into an existing building with that excessive air duct leakage and be able to seal up the holes and get everything back to operating where it should be.
And while we're talking about duct leakage, it's obviously an important issue, but is it something you think homeowners themselves are becoming more aware of, or is it something that they still need to become more educated on?
Both homeowners and building owners we're beginning to see the wheel turn.
Yeah.
With recognition on the residential side, in magazines such as Consumer Reports, on television shows that have highlighted the importance of tight air ducts, we're seeing consumers begin to get more recognition, but there's a long way to go. On the commercial side of it, the awareness has been created through recognition such as this and through other articles that have been published, mm-hmm. that have been done about AeroSeal and the effectiveness in the marketplace. We're beginning to see the engineering community begin to understand that now there finally is a solution to a problem they didn't think was fixable.
And overall, Neil, what are some of the biggest trends that you're seeing in ventilation?
There's two trends that I think are absolutely critical in ventilation that are really going to carry us into the next decade. The first one is this recognition that you need to test it if you want to be sure that it's going to be tight. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing this with the engineering community. They're really adopting this. The commissioning industry is really driving it. Test all of the air ducts to make sure that they're tight. And the second one is to really understand that air ducts need to be tight for the building to perform well. And by tight, we mean 2 or 3% fractional leakage. And those are the big trends that we're seeing in the industry. And I think that those are the trends that contractors and engineers are going to be carrying with them over the next decade as we kind of move into a new normal where the paradigm is that there's practically no air duct leakage in new buildings and existing buildings.
And so, Neil, if people want to learn more about the product, they want to learn more about the company, where can they turn?
Well, I would definitely recommend going to aeroseal.com, AEROSEAL.com. And you can learn more about the industry studies, the articles that have been published about it, and you can learn more about how the technology could be implemented for your customers.
All right, Neil, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
We certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation with Neil, learned a little bit more about AeroSeal technology, some of the biggest trends going on in ventilation, and realize why duct leakage is such an important issue. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.